Juju Ball Man. He doesn't seem like a punch a hole through the wardrobe kind of
Yeah.
fella.
My father has never been that angry.
So I think, like, we forget it. We have a tendency to forget that we're animals. Because we are often interacting exclusively, well, nowadays we only interact exclusively with our human side. Communication and thinking and the little minutiae, like you said before, the thing about you repeating your words in your head. Like, that's a little human detail, and we're always paying attention to the human details because that's what we're prone to, and we kind of forget that, we're maybe some people less than others, but for me, if I was like 5 minutes away from caveman, 5 minutes away from being the 46-year-old kind of fat dude with white hair in his arm. And like you ever seen like an old man tan? It's just arms and neck. Like a fisherman tan.
Oh, Victor's getting raped.
I got food.
Ate fucking pancakes this morning. I have coffee. I uploaded a fucking video last night. Let's go. It's a beautiful morning. So shortwave telecoms are live now. Never die, never refund.
Because we're more human than animal at this point, at least we are performatively. Like we're not sweating, we're not punching things, we're not getting angry, we're not screaming our heads off very often. Like how many people are doing handiwork on a weekly basis for like more than an hour? Because if you do
Certainly not
like,
me.
if you do handiwork for 15 minutes, that's not enough time for you to shut off your human mind. You're still thinking in words, you're thinking about other things, but if you spend like 40 minutes doing physical labor, you stop thinking after a while. You stop thinking. You're an animal. You're not thinking with your words anymore. The inner communication just shuts off, and now it's your body thinking. I don't know how to put it. And I kind of remember doing like getting into that like state when I was like 9 years old, and I was lifting cement buckets for my uncle for like 3 hours of fucking pop for like a few days a week.
It's meditative, essentially.
Well, I think it's the opposite of meditative, because in meditation, it's like you shut physical off and you go into abstraction completely. You shut the
Well,
absolute mind.
I'm talking about the meditation as in like trying not to think about anything. Like trying to go into a state where your mind goes blank.
I think it's somewhat of a horseshoe, actually. I think that would be the best way to put it.
Ah!
Because in meditation, you shut off the outside and you just get into a complete flow of abstraction. Whereas what I'm talking about is like your body missing a head. And if your body missing a head for long enough, then your body gets the message like, oh, okay, we're not supposed to be thinking right now. Now you just stop thinking and you lift cement buckets and you forget how to speak. Or just, fucking. Because when we think about, like, when we're thinking, consciously what we think about, like, the human body, it's like a means to an end. I think, like, okay, I need my body to do the work that is going to satisfy my soul and my mind and whatever. But when that's gone, it's like, then you really get into animal mode, and, you know, it's, you're a meatball with hair and sweat. Like a fucking caveman.
Oh, God.
How long did, like, Neanderthals not, like, when did we develop language? Do we have information on that?
A few thousand years ago. That's what I think. Whenever it was that we came out of trees, essentially.
Mm.
Because you had to have, like, to be on the ground is a dangerous place, so you had to be able to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a trade-off for language, like, there's this trade-off theory where, like, you know how, like, the chimpanzees have really long intestines?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we traded off that length for more brain power, and we had to start eating stuff that was more digestible instead of leaves, like, you know, cooked shit, whatnot.
Yeah, that's when we figure out the fire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever that was, that man who was in the ground beginning to speak, he was reverse us. Because us right now, it's 90% human, 10%. You know, it's 90% communication, 10% meatball. They were 90% meatball. They didn't ponder a lot about what they did. They just did. They were like, you know, they're machines that thought laterally, but they didn't talk about it yet, which I find interesting. These things are tasty. Do you have a link to the stream?
Yeah, it's just ready to die on DLive. DLive.tv/ready_2_die. Never forget it. By the way, Sam Hyde fucking follows me on Twitter. It's been one hell of a week. It's been one hell of a fucking month. One loopy hell ride. Is this... Well, right now we're doing shortwave telecoms because we missed it yesterday because I was working on the video, which is now available to patrons if you pay $20 and up. You get early access, or you can wait until tonight. It'll be on BitChute only, because fuck YouTube. My god, this little gay twink. Mexican little gay.
Cool.
Butt munch. You know that faggot that's in all the, like, Vox videos that you see around the internet?
No, I don't.
The one that's always telling you that you're, like, racist and shit?
There's so many people that do exactly that.
He's specifically in the Vox videos. He's like, as this, and then at. And look at his face. Do you recognize his face?
I don't recognize his face, but I recognize his name.
Carlos Maza.
On Steven Crowder. I don't watch Steven Crowder. I just saw the
thumbnail
saying that he tried to shut down.
This faggot. So I have pretty thick skin when it comes to online harassment, but something has been really bothering me. Since I started working at Vox, Steven Crowder has been making video after video debunking Strike Through. Every single video has included repeated overt attacks on my sexual orientation and ethnicity. Here's a sample. Yes, Steven Crowder just says queer and gay little Mexican and that sort of thing. Because this fucking Carlos dude, his at is literally gay wonk. Like, you're making your identity about being gay and Mexican.
What's a wonk? Is that
I don't know!
Mexican racist slur?
Just has gay in his fucking handle. He wants you to know that he's gay. Hey,
maybe his name, maybe is that's like his Mexican name. It's not, it's Guy Wonk. It's not Gay Wonk. That's a... I don't know. You're just deducing. Maybe that's his, like, name. And
that's what all the hombres call him when he goes back home.
Yeah, it's a Mexican
Can you
word.
make
It's not gay.
Telecom's weekly thing?
You're
It's
just
too
presuming that it's gay
good
because
to
you're.
wait 2 weeks. Oh, we do it weekly. It's just I've been missing my shit recently because I have like appearances on whatever, or like yesterday I was doing the video. So I'll try to stay as consistent as I possibly can. 10,000 subscribers until 1 million, yeah, faggot.
Maybe that's an Anglo-centric reading of his name. Maybe he means tough guy in Mexican Spanish. Was
he,
that like an
he literally likes like gay, like naked gay guys on his fucking Twitter account. Like straight up with like tiny penises.
Oh, that's a coincidence.
That's just a coincidence though. He doesn't want anybody to know he's gay. He doesn't put it on display at all.
Why would he want to do that? Why would he want people to know that he's gay?
I know, there's just no reason.
I've thought about it before, like... I've thought about, like... Just pretending that I'm gay. For, like, a long period of time. After, Flower Boy. I thought about that. Like, what if... Like, just pretend... Like, who's gonna know if you're not lying? You can just say shit and people believe it.
Yeah.
And you, like, you get...
They can't question it. How the fuck do they question it?
Just tell people that you're gay and just, like, keep saying it. Because it's not like anybody can, like, oh, yeah, prove it. They can't do that. So, just,
yeah,
you just pretend that you are things. And, like, and you get points for it. You pretend you're gay, people, like, people listen to your music more. When they know that you're... I don't know why...
People
happens,
give your TV shows better fucking ratings.
Yeah.
The highest rated episode of Adventure Time is the one with the fucking girls kissing. Fuck! It's a fucking cartoon on Cartoon fucking Network! Gonna blow my brains out.
Cernovich brought you up when he went on Dave Rubin. I was watching this interview earlier today. This also reminds me that, Gavin was talking about his site going up in his latest podcast, and he said like, we're gonna have Miley Yiannopoulos, we're gonna have this little chick, Soph. That was the most bizarre way of like Joe Bernstein calling you a fucking a monger of hate or whatever he called you. That felt more appropriate than a little chick. A little chick. Sometimes I forget, because Gavin is so, like, culturally aware, I forget that he's from, like, when was he born, the 70s, the 60s? I think the 70s.
Yeah, he's kind of, he doesn't really look like it, but he's kind of an old dude.
Yeah, he's pretty damn old. He doesn't act the part, he's like, very sad, he's like Kanye, he's very savvy. But he's old, and he says shit like chick. Who still says chick in 2019? Like, you go to school in an American, like, Californian place. That's, it's not, you know, you're not in any cultural enclave. Does anybody use the word chick?
Have not heard it once.
Damn. Well, you are a singer, and you make a song about being in love. It gets some attention. You say that you're gay, and the song's written about a guy. You get a lot more attention because you're breaking barriers down. I mean, it's, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff, but it just...
It seems nuanced. Just because it's about something...
There's like a new spin on it, and, you know, 14-year-old girls are going to pay a whole lot of attention to it. Because now
they're weird for it.
Women started sucking so bad at making music after 2004 that men had to start making music about liking men.
For them.
It's so bad. Like, they... It's a song about a guy, sung by a guy. And the women are relating with the singer. God. Where did the women singers go? Because Ariana... Yeah, because the women became, like, anti-man. So, like, you know, you hear Ariana Grande, and she's singing about how she doesn't need a man. And, like, yeah, that's cool, but that's... You can, you know, do all the posturing you want, but that's not what women want to hear at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And it's not true either.
Yeah, of course it's not true. What will you and Victor do when he comes to America? shoot the mayor's office up. You can say that still, right? You don't get banned off Beagle Eye for saying that sort of thing.
We'll see.
Alright.
But we're certainly gonna be on the streets. Being entertaining. To say the least. BLM kids? I don't know what there's to say. Yeah, young people don't say chick. Add that to your inventory on what Gen Zers do.
Young people don't say chick, and dude, it's kind of on its way out. How often do you still hear dude in your school?
Pretty damn often. I say dude.
I remember hearing it a lot more a couple years ago in entertainment. I think dude became like repopularized around like 2011 because of like 90s revival. Because dude was originally like a Beavis and Butthead 90s pothead thing to say. Dude. And maybe it even harkens back to like surfers. Le Chateau Artiste.
Oh man, I had something I wanted to talk about, but I forgot. Well, fuck.
It's a wonk. I'll look that up. Wonk. Public. Dictionary. I forgot what it's called. It's not public dictionary. Urban dictionary. Wonk. Expert. And an expert in cornholing. The sound a goose makes when hit over the head with a shovel.
How quirky and random. Hello, Daniel Hooch!
That's an urban dictionary. Why do people use urban dictionary? Fucking piece of garbage. Ooh, I got nuggies.
Excuse me?
I got nuggets.
Nuggies. Who are you keeping this Patreon only? I posted on Twitter. It's Patreon because we fucking paid for it. Yeah, I'm doing Social Shortwave Telecoms on Saturday, and I keep the Kabbalah special public, which I do on Saturday, so I figured I'd keep this one public.
Help me out here. Why do they call it tendies?
Because they're tender.
That's kind of a random...
Chicken tenders.
Thing. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Why do they call it tenders? Or was it like a brand name?
Nah, everybody calls them chicken tenders.
It sounds like it was a brand thing. I'll look it up. Burger King chicken nuggets. Chicken tenders. Who started calling it that? What the heck?
Only whites call them hard R tenders. Oh my. Fuck, I can't remember what the fuck I wanted to talk about. Although I thought what we were talking about last night was pretty interesting with like imagine living in a time where you can be politically detached. Like, that's a possibility.
Like, dude, message Bill Wirtz about that.
Like, being in 1983. And you can just be silent and out of, like, people's eyes. They can't see you. You just go to your job and you have an apartment and you can focus on what's immediately around you.
Nowadays, you look up.
Now everything is fucking politically charged. And that's not, like, it's unavoidable, essentially. Even if you do something that's completely non-political, that's a political statement.
You look up, you see, what do they call it? The fucking chemtrails. You look up, you see chemtrails, you see money, you think Rothschilds.
Hey, Mac. Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot to fucking message you again. God damn it.
You see women, you think, you know, you think all of the all of the, like, OG red pill shit about, hypergamy, you remember that, and you see their clothes. I was so fucked up with it since I was 13, because when I was fucking 12, I saw girls, and I noticed, like, I noticed that a few of them, their clothing pattern looked like, they looked like victims of sexual abuse. It sounds bizarre, but, like, when I was 12, I noticed, like, the goth emo shit. They all dressed up exactly like fucking sexual abuse victims. And it was, like, trendy. Like, kids did it. Chokers? You can't see women anymore. They wear a choker? What do you think about? You think, oh, that one got raped by her dad.
It's a big fucking problem.
All the time.
Like... And I don't want to be... I don't want to have to fucking know about this shit. Like, I wish I could be just on a ranch somewhere. And I didn't have to know all these useless fucking facts. Well. Now they're relevant. Yeah, I'm talking about, like, ranch in a figurative sense. Figurative sense, like, I can be in my own place and I can... Like, nobody knows me.
You know, you can walk around and you can pay attention to the cracks on the sidewalk. That's mm-hmm. life.
Just pay attention to your immediate surroundings. You don't have to always think about... You're not presented with fucking, like, children walking around like prostitutes. Or your teachers telling you about gay butt sex. You aren't constantly bombarded by those things that force you to think about a bigger picture that is political.
The idea of the personal is political, yes. The personal isn't political inherently, but it has been made political and now it's unavoidable. It's biopolitics. Like... It's successful biopolitics. They fucking did it.
I sat awake an extra 12 hours just waiting for the stream to start and you forgot to message me. Or you joined only like 5 minutes late. There was this chick who had a slit in her eyebrows and I called her a victim of domestic abuse. Every time she walks by, I can smell STDs. Kids in middle school shouldn't be indoctrinated on how trans do sex. Yeah, but now they are. Now they're being told which vegetables make good dildos. And that's not even a fucking joke!
I think you see politics when you want to see politics.
News.
When you're good with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If that was not Daniel, that's true to an extent, but we're getting nails shoved in our face so much, we start thinking that maybe we should be a hammer.
It's like, oh, it's like, look at all this shit, and nobody around me is being a hammer. Well.
Yeah, it's an offer. It's a supply and demand thing. There's such a demand for hammers, and you think, maybe I should be a hammer because there's such a
High demand for hammers.
Market vacuum.
And there's not nearly enough of them, and so someone like me thinks.
I want to be a fucking hammer. I'm not even good at politics. I'm stupid.
Yeah, we're not even 18. We're minors. And we have to be the hammers, because that's how bad it's gotten. That's not a good thing.
If this world was, good, we would both, the both of us would be, holding mid-wit jobs and have families and, be generally having a decent a living. That would be it. We'd make some money, we'd be doing good, and that's it. But now that is not an option anymore, because you go outside, you look at, you're walking on a sidewalk, you start counting the seconds to see how long it takes to get from one corner to another. You start thinking about the regulation of civil engineering. You see the height of the buildings, you see how wide they are and how they're not tall anymore.
You go to San Francisco and you see how there's fucking literal homeless camps, needles everywhere, shit all over the street. You're like, "Ha, who's responsible for this one?" It's inevitable.
You see the light posts.
Progressives won't let kids just be kids.
And you start smelling something, and if you're in a fucking bog and you smell something weird, you're like, "Oh, okay, I live in a bog." But you're walking in a sidewalk. Things are supposed to be clean. You start smelling fucking awful things. Just getting your senses bombarded, and you fucking pull your phone out and you suddenly have access to this amplified world. There's just so much noise constantly. It's unbearable.
You're like, "Oh, I want to make some money." You try to open a business. There's too many fucking regulations to deal with. That's impossible.
Hard times make strong people. I have an idea about that. I don't think that they're necessarily strong, and that probably is gonna fucking butter the nuts of a few people, but I think hard times make strong people relatively, because in hard times, it's a difficult idea to even fucking explain, but in hard times, weak people become strong people by comparison. So when shit is fucked up, normal guys are suddenly, powerful just because they're not, self-flagellating anymore. Because the guys who, take charge in hard times, they're taking charge against brain-dead retards who can't, who can't figure anything out.
There's not enough affordable housing in California. Yeah, you try to go get an apartment, it's $2,000 a month for a tiny space. Huh? I've got a similar problem with sex and evolution. I see this stuff everywhere. It's just because I'm interested in it.
What I think is, it's not that... they're performatively strong. They're not actually that strong. But they don't have to. That's the thing. It's very easy to be strong in hard times because everyone else has become so weak. They've made themselves weak. So, during good times, that same guy will be considered weak. But hard times, just because that guy has stood his ground, he's strong. That same individual. Move to Texas, it's certainly attractive.
Oh, yeah. Remember, the reason schools are so garbage is that no one is willingly a teacher. They work dead-end jobs. No, it's the people who make the curriculums. They're by design just meant to fuck you. Do you know about Steve Saylor? No.
Well, only have to be stronger than the other 99%. Yeah, that's right, Stan. That's what I meant.
The strength comes through hormesis.
I want to say that you guys talk and think about politics literally every day. Yeah, it's not by choice. because we're met with political matters every day.
I used to think politics was gay until it was literally beating me over the head with a sledgehammer every day of my life. How are you supposed to ignore that? I used to think it was gay. I didn't know anything about anything. I just all I knew was that socialism and communism were retarded. That's it.
Like, some guy in 1983, he could live a happy life only knowing how to fix fax machines. That was valuable knowledge to him. He knew how to fix fax machines, and he knew how to talk to women. And that is the necessary knowledge. But now he has to learn how to fucking organize a society. That's why you think that politics is everywhere. Well, I'm not sure that's the case at all. He just
because,
doesn't care.
Well, if the fact that kids are tuned into it and picking up on it should let you know.
Yeah, because your dad is off the grid. How old is your dad? 50? 40?
Like, kids who all they do is, go to school and come home and, do their homework and watch Netflix are, have decent political knowledge. What? What happened there? Just finished some gardening.
Care.
Good.
Because he gets to fucking turn the television on, and he sees, what do old people watch? What does a 45-year-old man watch?
Move to Austin and join InfoWars. Working on it. Millions of people don't care about politics, like my father. He just doesn't care. Yeah, wish I could be that way, but you pretty much have to, physically remove yourself from society. Just live in the middle of nowhere. Live in fucking Alaska. Yeah, well, no shit, the curriculum's garbage. I live in the most progressive school district in the most progressive province. What's the shit they teach you?
A Discord server? What's that about a Discord server?
What?
Oh. They put cheese on its head.
No, I already said we're not gonna do that necessarily. Unless it would be for announcements, but...
Yeah.
Don't see the point of that. People already know where I am, mostly. If it gets to, a really, tight spot, then I'll open it out of emergency.
And to an extent, up until late 2000s, you could still live that life. You could still, play video games. Gamergate was such a fucking watershed.
All my milk is stuck. Goddamn, I need a spoon.
Games. Be quiet. Play video games. Have a normal life. Have a girlfriend. Have friends. A job. Politics is like a lens that that Pythagoras looked at the world through the lens of numbers. I wouldn't say that that's the same thing. Politics is part of the world. The depiction of it is constantly being shown to us.
They taught us about a gender spectrum, but when I challenged the teacher to provide any evidence, she suddenly wanted to move on. That's what happens in my experience too. I start bringing up some valid contentions and either the bell rings or you just move on to another topic. What are you gonna do? Command your teacher around? It's always been bad conditions for discussion to unravel. Always sucks. You should get a new background of the sun shooting solar flares. Not about that doom life. I've never played Dark Souls in my life. I have played Demon Souls, because I'm a boss. I barely play games. Yeah, I play Minecraft. And when I want to listen to lectures, I play, like, either the Minecraft or Civ 5 or Hotline Miami or The Sims 4. I swear to God, like, everybody else is getting, like, way more contentious curriculum material than me. And even for the same teachers. It's almost like in my class, because I'm there, they choose not to hand out certain things because I'm gonna cause a fucking scene. MMOs are great for zoning out and listening to podcasts, lectures, etc. And I think... I don't know. It's hard to find games that won't, like, capture my attention because I'm very bad at multitasking. Maybe they're afraid you will snap and do something violent. Oh, there's certainly shit in my fucking file that is like, beware.
I'm pretty safe from politics in my dark bedroom. Where I watch, I don't watch Fine Sauce Joe, but I should watch more. I used to watch a lot. I should go back to that. Really just in my dark bedroom watching Sopranos, so I don't think about politics at the moment. And I'm looking to think about it less and less over time.
So, do you recognize the difference between sex and gender?
Should you know?
All this shit is such a fucking, like... Like, every time that topic is brought up, it's just like,
Why should we know?
Another bout of useless knowledge. Fucking teaching us about straight privilege. As a straight person, you don't have to be tuned in to all this LGBT stuff, and that's a privilege. Yeah, nobody has to be tuned into all the fucking LGBT terminology. Like, two people on planet Earth have to know what fucking genderqueer means.
Like, in 2017, it becomes attractive to people who are, intellectually, like, interested in, like, argument and shit, anything like that. It becomes attractive to, like, oh, I'm gonna learn, a couple of cool arguments that I can use in debates. Like, that's all that it's for. I've already said this before, but debate is entertainment. All that it does is entertain, like Aspies. Doesn't produce anything. Very cheap entertainment.
Imagine being 14 and being forced to defend your existence in front of your peers in class. I had to do that. They talked about my videos on the loudspeaker, and then we spent the entire English class of me having to defend myself in front of, like, a classroom with a couple people who thought I was cool. And then one Jewish kid who was trying to imply that I thought I should, that I actually liked Hitler, and another bitch that was crying. You're more scared of Soth than the kid who hit a bong in your class. Yeah, that kid was literally in that class, and he's high all the time in class. But I'm more of a fucking concern, I guess.
You know the difference between sex and gender? Can you debunk the wage gap? Do you know the data on psychometrics between men and women? The IQ difference between the races? Why do you have to know these things? So you can get into cheap little arguments that get nothing done? And you can repeat the planned info? It's like atheism. It's atheism. you are already an atheist in for all other religions. I just went one step further. It's the same cheap smart 110 IQ arguments over and over again. Truth is supposed to like hit hard. Like why are we like, why does it's like chipping away. It's so annoying. It's so repetitive. Like data and repeating it, like your entire life becomes a Steven Crowder change my mind video. I don't want that. I don't want to be like, I don't want to be a fucking Reddit debate drone. It's so depressing. Such a political
show. Yeah, I think I talked about that before. Jesus. Like 115 IQ Reddit dudes who got all their atheism arguments lined up.
I don't watch any political shows.
Dumb guy.
I don't watch political anything. I watch a little bit of stuff about economics. That's at best. Because even you actually make a difference between sex and genders, you only don't realize it. What? What the fuck are you talking about? Who cares what the difference? Am I a biologist?
It's the same thing as, like, having to know how to do complex trigonometry because your school told you so. Like, why do I need to know that? I'm never going to use that.
The entire world has become a public school of worthless knowledge.
Everybody needs to be the wide pool of knowledge that's shallow. The wide pool of random arguments so that you can be prepared if somebody ever challenges your views. And you can do a sick debate.
Ben Shapiro, like, word tactics, being good at rhetoric. I don't watch America First. I don't watch Steven Crowder. I don't watch Ben Shapiro's thing. I don't even know the name of it. I don't watch political shows. It's unbearable to me. I fucking turn it on. I cannot stand hearing the names of politicians. It's their mere existence is a proof that we failed morally.
The thing is, sex is what's between the line, gender is how you behave. Does it matter? Because it's gonna get changed in 20 years anyways, and that's not even the most accurate, because gender expression is how you present yourself, gender identity is how you identify, and sex is what's between your legs, and then if you're this and that and... I shouldn't have to fucking know these things. Because it's changing all the time anyways.
It's like I'm the possessed, where, you know, somebody's speaking, and it's not them speaking, it's their ideology speaking, but it's... No going through, they're just a mouthpiece. So many people are possessed in small amounts, and like everybody has a little bit of possession in them. They're saying words that aren't theirs. I listen to a couple of like guys who are political sometimes. Like I like Gavin and Sam.
Mm-hmm. But Sam barely even talks about political shit.
I like Jordan. That's the same thing. People who are generally not that political get treated as if they were extremely political.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a crime to not be political anymore.
Yeah.
The fact that I know...
You have to go extremely hard on calling those people right-wing. Because those people are the most dangerous. Because they're not as obsessed with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they have clear minds. To look at it.
Political commentators, they're getting paid to talk about the people that rule you. These are the people who are going to decide what your life is going to be like, and you have no say in it. And we're giving them attention. Why are you interested in that? Better yet, the people that rule you, why are they there? The ships, as Charles put it.
Russians have two words for rule, and they're equal. Sini and Goloboy, yeah. I butchered the pronunciation because I haven't done Russian in, like, several years.
Why should I know about Donald Trump? Why should I know about my president? Why should I know what they're doing? Why should their like whims be? Why should my life be involved with their whims?
We shouldn't have to be in tune with these random fucking people. What?
That's none of,
why?
None of their
we should.
Business.
We
life,
should only have
fucking...
to. We should only have to be focused on what's going on in our own lives. Because in that case, we would be governing ourselves. But no, we have to be caught up in what President Trump is doing. Yeah. Because he makes all my decisions for me.
Looming threat of political hindrance to your normal life. You can't live normally anymore because some guy in a suit wrote of something.
Because what goes on in your life is now expedited to this system far across the country, which could at any point, and probably already was, infiltrated by some people who don't want the best for you. And you have to think about that all the fucking time. And you have to, and if you want to do anything, you have to report it to them. And they see everything you're doing. And you, fucking Brazilian tax number. You have to give your tax number to buy a fucking burger. Because they need to approve that you want to eat a burger.
You have to pay attention to what the federal government does because how powerful it's become. You shouldn't. Why do I have to? These people have forced their way into my life.
They're the ultimate narcissists. They have forced an entire population of people to have to pay attention to them. Yes, Brazil does that. That's why I couldn't order an international burger for Victor to eat.
Oh, but there's a governmental plan, and we are doing like this thing in the economy, and we have to do these things so we get the outcome. That's none of my business. That's really your business. And don't involve me in your shit. Don't like throw your problems my way and have me think about them.
They've made themselves the topics of our lives, and now we have to look at the shit on San Francisco streets that they're responsible for.
I'm done arguing economics. I'm done arguing ethics. I'm done arguing data.
Because most of the people you encounter on that sort of thing will never, ever change their mind because they are fucking satanic. Because they literally want to see the world burn.
We have this theory that your political ideas come from your temperament and you were raised this way, and you know that's I suppose it's like a sugar-coated blank slate thing. We have this government plan. We have to do this to warm the economy. That's none of my business.
Shouldn't be my business.
It's not my business.
But you've added it to my fucking business.
You're taking a little bit of my business.
You've added irrelevant shit to my business, and you've taken the important shit away from my business. Thanks, dude. Something that I've observed from talking to all these people who come up to me in school, just calling me whatever, and it's like, yeah, of course they have no evidence to back it up. Of course they're not actually here to argue. They're just here to have the woman entertainment games wherein they get the little dopamine rush from starting a whole thing in front of people because they're not productive members of society. They can't fucking do anything with their lives, so they have to do that for fun, and they're not interested in talking to you as a real person. Because it's more fun to see, you know, demonizations of people and whatever. And they're in debate mode. It's entertainment. They're trying to create more entertainment in the hellish school environment.
People that I have to be concerned with what people that I've never seen are doing because they have power over my life that I never gave them. They took that power.
I have to think about the Rothschild? What?
And not only that, I don't get to get rid of it when I'm conscious of it. when I get conscious of it, I have to become part of a little political group that is you know, for the abolishment of that. And I have to be dedicated to that group, because if I don't, then I'm a traitor to that group. It's levels of people taking away your sovereignty and your agency.
You always have to report to someone. You're always part of some sort of organization. You can never just be your own fucking entity anymore. It's impossible. It's just a big old fucking Venn diagram.
There's the people that rule me. I don't like them. Okay, so I'm going to be part of the group of the people that are anti-ruler. And now I have to be dedicated to the ideals and cohesion of this group, or else I am functionally siding with the rulers. But I don't want to be involved with any of these people. I want to be involved with the people that I like, not with these people that are strangers to me. Just the only thing that I have in connection to them are, you know, political. When do you stop going to school?
June 13th, 12 days, Hall of fucking Lula. Lula!
Last day of school, can you call the black kid the N-word?
Well, I'm transferring to another school. It's in the district. It's probably not the brightest idea, but if I do it at the end of the day, there's not much they can do about it, cause I'm just gonna be gone.
Do it like do it the Sam style. You weren't, and then you just do the face. Yeah, you're. Sorry. Hunter gatherers, they don't have foxes.
God, still waiting on my email back, dude. You're a fucking goobhead. Where you're moving school? I'm moving to the school that's really literally right next to it. And I chose it way before any of this went down, because it's an alternative school and I only have to go 3 days a week for just like an hour or two. So then I can be with you guys making videos and probably streaming more often as well.
Don't you think some of these people were born to be ruled? Is that any of my concern? I don't care about... Some people need to be ruled. I don't care.
Why should I care about them?
Am I them?
Why am I worrying about them?
Go talk to them and prove it. I don't care. I don't care. So, you know, if you don't like the rulers, then you know, go be part of a political group with a set of ideals and a method of, and an MO. And they have the fucking meetups, and they have little flags, political flags, and they have names. Why? It's all a byproduct of the problem.
So if your family is well off, right, why not just get a private tutor to come to your house 2 hours a day and file your work as homeschooled? See, yeah, I can't do that because there's this whole, there's this big organization that's based out of Washington, D.C. that says, I have to do all this and I have to do that. And then I have to file it as this in this folder and put that in that folder and then tell the government dude in my town that I did that and do that every, and report every month, and then I can do that. That's how it goes. So it's fucking impossible. For anybody who does anything productive, homeschooling is fucking impossible. My parents don't have time to do all that filing. And neither do I. And that's... Oh, well, if you go to public school, it'll be way more easier. You don't have to do all this paperwork. That's how they get you. You're the goob head. Rule yourselves. Leave me alone. I never reached out to you. You came to my chat, and I called you goob head.
Political. There's nothing that disgusts me more than political flags. political symbolism, people with their political position in their name.
It's nauseating.
Like,
I am the collectivist. I am part of this association, look at me. And that is all I am.
It's especially ridiculous when it's like Anarchy Austin over here. You're like why are you like doing the... What the fuck are you doing? Identifying as the collective, as a forefront. It's counterintuitive to your objectives.
Turning anarcho-capitalism into a political thing. Huh? Anarchy is a political... Huh? Turning anti-government into a political position. It's anti-political. Huh? Alright, well...
That's like trying to take a picture of your phone with your phone.
Education, free and compulsory, is a good starting point.
I'm gonna take a picture of my phone with my phone.
Tribalism is part of it. It's fun to be part of a collective where you feel you belong. Oh, we recognize groups, but now it's impossible to be an individual.
No man is an island.
See, here's the thing. Individualism respects groups, but collectivism does not respect the individual.
Is that myself an ideology? The point of it is to not have an ideology, so be a normal fucking person.
Mm-hmm.
The point
it's anti-political, it's anti-ideology. It's saying, I don't want to have to be part of this fucking system. And I don't want to have to, when I say something, I'm immediately attached to a group that I have to serve now.
There are collectives that you are part of, whether you want to or not, and there are collectives that you are happy to be part of. What I don't want to be part of is collectives that I don't want to be in. It's fun to be part of a collective? Yeah, hell yeah. The ones that I fucking like. But I don't get to do that. I'm forced. And then, like... You're spouting your ideology.
You're doing it right now. You're attaching me to an ideology.
Continue playing the fucking biopolitical Vladimir Lenin, Antonio Gramsci fucking...
This is the problem with pessimistic anarchists. You sound like a bunch of babies. Huh? Dude, don't condescend, bro. Come back to Earth.
You're the one... You're the pessimist insofar as you think that there's no anti-political way out of this. You are kowtowing to the biopolitics.
You think that you must participate.
Game.
Yeah, you think you must participate in their system to be anti-system.
What's the point? I'm associating myself with an ideology? Why? Associate yourself with the fucking shit you like. Why is your identity in a fucking method of organizing society? Who are you? If you were a dentist and you call yourself Dentist Austin, I'd say, yeah, that's pretty okay.
You've been condescending for the last 5 minutes, Lil, have I? Sorry, I have Asperger's. Can't tell. It's just I'm low agreeableness. It's in my nature to be a rude asshole.
I like an ideology. Yeah, it's as embarrassing as liking fucking Captain America. I'm identifying with what I like. Yeah, call yourself fucking Captain America, Austin. It's gonna be just as fucking stupid. I see Anarchy Austin. I see a man with a Captain
Avenger,
America shirt.
It's like having gamer in your name. It's like Avengers fan.
It's a silly abstraction that has nothing to do with anything.
Avengers fan Austin. Austin the gamer. Just do Austin, dude. You're Austin.
Create a cool... If you want a cool name...
Sorry, Asperger. I refuse to say it any other way. Lil Victor, please. Please what?
Why is your identity something that you didn't make? Why identify with something that, like, that's not you?
might just put white Austin. I'm a white guy, Austin. Any of your group identities
at least work. at least that is like something that he can't escape.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're white Austin and you're white, that's what you call yourself, white Austin. Like, okay, at least that makes sense. Because you are white. Because you are, you know, being white all the time, but you're an anarchist. Are you performing anarchy all the time? It's a silly way to go about it.
Sorry, I missed what they meant with their big words. Could they express it in their own words briefly? It is impossible in these days to not be attached to some sort of organization or system. It's impossible to not be political.
Just come up with a name or like pick some historical figure. Something, man. Come up with something. You're arguing like a Marxist. What is a Marxist? I don't even know what that is.
We're being anti-collectivism and that's Marxist? Huh? White Austin is a better identity than Anarchy Austin. Well, at least...
That's the same as saying 2 feet Austin.
at least white, like... Okay, yeah, white is arbitrary, whatever. I have ten fingers Austin. That's something you can't change. Well, maybe... Maybe you could paint your fucking skin black, or you could, like, cut your fingers off or something. But technically, it's something you can't change.
Why do you even care about marketing yourself or a certain
way? Yeah, we're just saying the best of it would just be call yourself Austin. That's what I said before. Normal person.
Nobody can be a fucking normal person.
Mm-hmm. Nobody can just be systems, Austin. Religions.
Because copy-pasting your beliefs is easier. Why do your beliefs matter? Why do your beliefs matter? Thinking things through is too much. Can you just keep it to, like... I don't know, man.
I don't even like ANCAP for that reason. Like, oh, yeah, we use... Because that's the... Cause you attach a name to it because that's the easiest way for somebody to understand what exactly you're behind. You could say Austrian economics. Maybe that would be more accurate. Propertarian. But it'll always attach. It'll
different now.
Yeah, it'll always attach you to something you don't believe in. Like a lot of ANCAPs are fucking open borders.
I won't say a lot, but enough that it's like, concerning yourself with marketing. It's counterintuitive. What I'm going for is the absence of ideology. What I'm arguing for. I have no ideology. I have no... Who the fuck am I to have a political organization of society? Rejecting the very basis of human civilization. What are you talking about? Doesn't keep afloat all the improvements of the modern world.
Political movements are eroding civilization. They cause more conflict. Because what you do with the democracy is over time, people's beliefs, because it's democracy is the erosion of like a monolith, one culture for a people. So their beliefs get more, you know, far apart over time. You keep trying to unite them under one, you know, policy-making body. It's fucking impossible. Just gonna get people destroying property, causing fights. Maybe a civil war.
Labels are just a shortcut to explain perspectives. Yeah, mm-hmm. When is it useful? It's just because you found a label and you're excited about it, but it's nothing. It means nothing. You identify with, like, people who. It's such an abstraction, it means nothing.
Oh shit. Is that the real Ralph Retort?
Like, how is it useful? Labels are meant to be useful. You put a label
Awesome.
on a fucking, a pickle jar, so you know it's a pickle jar. And not a fu- not, not your piss jar. But what is exactly the use of being Anarchy Austin? Why do you want everybody to know your political stance?
Why is that necessary? Why does that need to be at the front of your face? You write anarchy on your forehead.
Like,
Does
as far as
everybody
identity goes, you're like you,
really know
your
that?
family and friends, and your ancestors, or your religious group. Religion is much more meaningful than fucking, like a fucking long shot. It's like much more meaningful than the political position. But they're like, if you call yourself Christian Joe, it's still gonna be goofy.
Labels were never meant to be used as a replacement for thinking.
Because it helps people organize into their own groups. How? First off, why would you, if you want to organize into a group of people who, like, let's say you are whatever political position, you just look up political position group and you're going to find a bunch of the groups you can just join. And then you're going to start talking to the people and you notice you have barely anything in common with them other than your political position, and it's going to be fucking boring and you're going to leave. I don't want people to come talk to me because of my political position. I don't give a fuck about my political position. My marketing doesn't work. Isn't that it doesn't work? Is that it shouldn't be there? Because you're not.
Is
It's.
that
You're
all that
not.
matters? Is
Aren't you a product?
that's
What
all
are you
that
trying to
matters to
do?
you, huh?
Why are you marketing yourself? Why are you a product? Go make friends. You make friends, you don't sell. I don't know. I don't know. Man-made categories are useful when you are trying to organize something. You know what you're not trying to organize yourself because you know what you are. Are you trying to get into a group? Yeah, you can just look the group name up and you're gonna get in there. Why do you need to put it in your name? Why is that the fucking forefront of your identity?
You advocate for every man for his own because it sure sounds like that. No, not necessarily.
Nope.
We don't advocate atomization. We just
You know,
want it to be a possibility that somebody could be completely an individual.
every man in the group that he wants to be a part of.
You're not automatically assigned to a group that you don't want to be a part of.
If you like your group, protect it. It will be boring and then you leave. How do you know this? Also, the fact that to get anything on, you need to organize into bigger groups. Yeah, you fucking go. You go into the group. You're not. You don't become a different thing. You are you and part of the group. Are you trying to get something done? Like, that's the. Okay, you need to organize into bigger groups to get something done. What are you trying to get done? What are you trying to get done?
Defend your political position to me for my entertainment instead of just flexing on Saturday. Nobody talks about that shit for not entertainment purposes.
Are you trying to get something done or are you trying to fucking shoot the shit?
Yeah,
Because
just
if you really
as
derive
a,
that much
like,
entertainment from talking about your political positions, then fuck, man. Pure individualism is gay. You always lose against people that work together.
we're not advocating against working together.
What are you talking about, RTS?
Literally just clarified that. So let's talk about Rotherham. If we just start about talk about Rotherham, I'm gonna start talking about fucking genocide.
The fact that I know what your political position is and I don't know what your last name is a fucking shame. And your grandparents should be fucking crying about that. I know you're a fucking eco-fascist, but I don't know your last name. That your grandparents and your parents and all, your ancestors carried.
Yes, this is Vapor Boy. It's compulsory working together versus voluntary. Voluntary working together will always beat out compulsory working together. Private militaries will always whoop the ass of ones that are
Stop.
by under a fucking government, man. Ugh. And that fucking comes back to the
It's
thing.
meaningless
It's
because you're not getting
freaking
things done.
comes back to the thing of fucking, like, why
Are
do I have
you
to be
getting things
attached to
done?
this group that I don't?
How many people are in the group? And how, like, okay, do your interests align? What is the action you guys are taking? Are you taking action? Or are you just talking about your political position day in, day out? Your life is so much more meaningful than that. If you told me how your day went today, it would be more interesting than your political position. Individuals put labels on themselves, yeah, and they're not doing it very well. They're doing it in a very inefficient way, and they're making themselves more shallow than they have to be.
Vapor Boy is 17.
What Soph and Victor are doing now isn't meaningless. They're proving some basic. We're making entertainment.
Hopefully it brightens your day. I'm going to
You
get
can't
some
take
high
action.
pulp
Yeah.
orange juice. How about
You
that
do the
one?
talky stuff first. Okay, what is gonna be the action? And what is the number of people? And you need little gay flags? Identifying with a political group is fine. As long as you don't make it your entire identity. This is the thing, political groups, they don't build on your identity. Like, identifying with, like, your family. Your traits. The things you like. Things that, strike you at the core. That builds on top of your identity. Political groups, they undermine your identity. You're making your personal and you're making your actual identity subject to like some other identity instead of having them build harmoniously on top of each other. It's parasitic. Political groups are parasites on identity. You know, you're giving your support to a group. You're talking about two different things. Taking action in the name of a principle in a group, no problem. But you are cheapening your identity in favor of something else. Whose interests are you serving? You and yours, or the group? Not even your group, it's a political group. That don't necessarily represent your group. We're not talking about, like, a militia for the freedom of fucking whatever, Ottawa, wherever you're from. We're talking about, I am a civic nationalist with Chinese characters. Come on, man. They're inefficient. They get nothing fucking done. Organizing the political ideologies the same fucking three groups have been duking it out for the past 400 centuries. What? Is it efficient? Evidently not, because it's not fucking working. I'm serving the interests of me, my family, and my race. Yeah, I'm just saying your method is not very good. I'm not saying that isn't... I'm serving the interests of me and my family and my race. Yeah, and more often than not, the political group you're going to be signing your name on, they're going to be they're going to be parasites on that, on those interests.
Bibrub, can you please say who you're addressing? It's impossible to follow you. Alright! Put cheese on it! Fuck! Should really let it sink in sometime. What? If you are a fellow hammer, think about it. You can't just be some fucking guy who goes and does a physical labor job and comes home and watches the Sopranos and plays fucking video games. And, you know, thinking about when you should marry your girlfriend.
I want to live a normal life. And to serve the interests of me, not, like... preserving myself and living a normal life, I'm going to not have a normal life. And I'm not going to let my kids have a normal life. Or my grandchildren. And I'm going to look down upon anybody who lives a normal life.
They have a lot of contempt for people who are not politically aware.
My God, why don't you engage in a worthless method like me?
So, what is your favorite Death Grips album? The Powers That Be.
Mine is Ex-Military.
I think Ex-Military is my second favorite.
Sometimes it's not fucking possible. Yeah. And when that's not possible, you make it possible as soon as possible. That's the objective. If you can't have a normal life, then you make it so that it is, you know, the quickest possible. You want to revert things back to where having a normal life is possible. But what they're doing is that they're involving the normal life in the democratic process, and it's a political game. We have to draft up shit. You have to plan things. These are the principles and the precepts you have to follow. Like, yeah, then you're not going to be able to live a normal life and to, you know, serve your interests. Some things cannot be reversed. What do you advocate for then? Giving up?
You advocate defeatism? Great way to work for your interests.
You can be politically aware without being obsessive. You can be aware without being obsessive. As soon as you make it, as soon as you politicize your awareness, you are weakening your awareness. Because you're saying the only way my awareness can act itself out is through the political method.
And that's demagoguery instead of honesty.
Normalcy can be restored.
Instead of working for what's good, you're working for what's popular. You're working to be popular. I shouldn't have to be popular to live the way that I want to fucking live.
I enjoy the struggle. Then, if you enjoy the struggle, then what's the point? You struggle so you and your kids don't have to struggle anymore when you're old, and your kids don't have to. Don't struggle for the sake of, that's like suffering for the sake of suffering. Suffering can be meaningful and good, you know, martyrs and all that. But suffering for the sake of suffering just makes you into a masochist. And being a masochist is no virtue. Politicizing your awareness is being a masochist. When you say we should revert, how is that done individually on a national scale? Why national? This is my... Why stop there? Why not continental? Why not diaspora? It's sort of a weird line to draw, but...
Diaspora isn't... whatever.
Yeah, diaspora rather. You should revert. How is that done individually on a national scale? Okay, so what do you mean to ask? Is how to revert on a massive, on mass. What is the efficient method to make people, to get people to live normal lives en masse? That's simple. Stop the people who are impeding that from happening. It's not easy, but it's simple. You don't do that by involving yourself in a much, like, an increasingly complicated democratic process.
It's so crazy. I talked about that in my, like, Greta thing, that she almost... She has the same, like, hate for politicians that I do. I had more of it in the original script that I wrote up, but it didn't really fit in the video, so we took it out. But, like, if she sees these people that are getting in her way, getting in the way of her living a normal future, if that's what she perceives, then why does she give them any respect? Hey, so if someone asks me where the fuck are our parents, so what do they think of you being Catholic? Oh, I don't know, they're sort of averse to, like, the church shit. Like, if I have to be Christian, they would rather have me be, like, Protestant or something like that.
If you don't, this is the thing, Link dude, you don't have to force people to be normal. All you have to do is stop the people forcing them to be not normal. You know what I mean? You only need to force something that is artificial. So all you'd have to do is suspend the fucking pressure for them to be, you know, weirdos. And things will go back to normal in no time. I mean, it already does whenever you, you know, make an environment devoid of artificial order, I suppose. It automatically, you know, forms a little hierarchy and whatever else. You won't find happiness fighting internet political chat wars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no point to it, like, nobody's ever gonna fucking listen to anything, and it's not gonna give you any joy.
Talk to the people at your work, talk to the people at your school, make friends. Get a job, man. Evade taxes. tell people to evade taxes, tell them to go to church, talk to people at church. If you're, you know, if you're more introverted, then, you know, stay indoors, watch Sopranos, write, talk to a couple of people on the internet.
If you're gonna do that, like, build that shit up with the people in your immediate vicinity.
Things will go back to normal in no time. 100 years of women voting. What do you mean?
Fucking SoundCloud's glitching out. Nah, I usually sound like this on streams. I'm not down, bro. I'm just a tired... fuck.
Whatever you politicize becomes weaker by virtue of just being involved with politics. Like, identity. That's a very, that's a guy with really high, like, guns skill on New Vegas, and you give him a fucking pea shooter when you politicize it. Identity is a very powerful thing, and it's very useful. And then you politicize it, and then you fucking put a what are those things called? You're not harnessing identity well at all when you politicize it. You saw with House? Nope. I yes manned it.
I went with yes man as well. No Vegas.
Like, why would you even, like, if you're extroverted, get a job, talk to people at your job, try to keep away from politics, try to make them not involved in, try to get all of them to fucking evade, taxes and to, like, to not fall for propaganda, to not let their, to, like, homeschool their kids, to buy guns.
My parents are atheists.
And if you're introverted, don't make yourself mad for no reason. Don't, you know, don't repeatedly expose yourself to... It's like exposing yourself to gore. You're making yourself see things you're not supposed to. Just because it makes you feel bad. So don't expose yourself to propaganda on purpose. It's just going to make yourself angry.
Have you ever felt suicidal? That's a funny question.
Live peacefully and wait for the... Don't... I'm not a pacifist, I'm saying... Don't engage in things that weaken you just by means of you engaging with them. But, you know, buy guns, homeschool your kids, go to church.
Answer the question then? Wait, what'd you ask? SC Marsh Wiggle. Do you watch Gillette commercial? What? Why are you asking me about Gillette commercials? Does that matter?
You only ever engage in anything like that when it is like when it exclusively detracts from the propaganda pushers. It takes their power away. So, you know,
Gillette, it's not even worth talking about. You already know what I'm gonna say. That's just gonna keep happening anyways.
Just weaken propaganda pushers. Don't weaken yourself. Establish your alternatives. Grow your numbers. This is the thing. You know who has to recruit? Gays. You reproduce. Grow your numbers. And homeschool your kids. No, they indoctrinate kids because they can't have kids of their own. Because they don't have kids of their own. Because they're all fucking atheist antinatalists. I used the Dissenter browser.
Wait, they have a browser now?
Yeah.
Great. Not just an extension anymore.
I don't know much about the works. I don't know if it's FF or Chromium. I'm gonna have to look that up.
I currently have Firefox, so I'll probably switch. What did they say about your visit? They didn't even fucking talk about me because of course they have to do everything very passive aggressively, but just hate based videos. Which is quite the jarring assumption to make. A student of ours has recently made some hate-based videos that have, you know, disgruntled the community, that sort of thing. And we're opening our classrooms to have a conversation about it. And then we did have a conversation about it. It's a fork of Brave browser, okay. You just have to increasingly... I look at my webcam right now and I see the NSA agent on the other end. I walk downstairs, I see my security cameras that are giving a live feed from multiple angles to various different government agencies. I see my Alexa that records everything I say while I'm downstairs. Phone, computer, microphone. Everything. I can't speak. This thing probably has a camera in it. Why did you decide to become a Catholic and not a Protestant? Protestants eroded important things.
Holy tradition seems pretty important.
Good works are important.
Thomas Aquinas is Catholic, so I'm just
Making sure that those things are preserved. Protestant type ideas make it easier for it to be wrangled around, and then you start having like gay priests and multiculturalism and whatever. Then it just spreads. Reform the church, don't destroy it. Help it, don't knock the whole fucking thing down. Do you think it'll be safe to speak your mind in a few years with all the devices recording? I'm inclined to say that the rights will just continue to be eroded away because nobody really cares about the Constitution anyways. Yeah, Alexa data has been used to solve crimes.
There's so many leftist Democrat politicians Catholic.
Aren't they Protestant?
Because the main, I mean, okay, you can okay, not that that's a point, but you can say the same thing as like I can ask you the reverse question is like, why is the most powerfully Catholic country on earth Italy? the like the strongest right wing stronghold in the entirety of Europe. Like, it's Italy and Hungary. But beyond that,
how could Alexa data be used to solve crimes if she's not listening to you all the time? The shit they tell you about is lying. How the hell is she gonna hear the fucking wake word if she's not listening all the time? How is the robot gonna pick up on you saying Alexa unless it's listening to you all the fucking time? It's already all been revealed by NSA. Nobody seems to really care, though. I don't have anything to hide. Fuck it. I'll let the government record me all the time. That'll never backfire. Fuck you!
There's so much infiltration of progressivism in Catholicism because they are the most threatening force to global homo. So they just
they are the culture preservers.
That's the theology.
The preservers of morality.
The theology of liberation gets focused on them. You know, it's about it's striking the things that are the most threatening to them.
They'll tell you, oh no, we only listen when you say the wake word. Well then, well how are you hearing the wake word if you're not listening all the fucking time? Tell you all this bullshit. No, they're wiring it directly to the fucking government. People are all worried about like, oh, they're selling all your, all these corporations are selling your data to each other. No, there's, you should be concerned that they're selling it to the fucking government. I'm not really concerned if I get targeted ads. I'm concerned when a police officer shows up to my fucking house because I tweeted something. Or I said something and my Alexa was listening and they want to come question me about it. And that's already fucking happening. So, of course it's gonna happen here. Governments don't have any standards. Oh, we have the Constitution. They'll never do... Why? Why? They have no reason to respect the Constitution. If it's inconvenient, they're gonna violate it any fucking time. Well, too bad. I have had an Alexa and Google Home in my house for fucking years. And there's nothing I can do about it. I just fucking scream racial epithets out all the time so I can give NSA officials a laugh when they're listening in. They can determine if something is unconstitutional, but at a certain point it just becomes irrelevant. Like, the gun rights we have now are fucking nothing. There are so many laws and regulations that completely fucking violate the Second Amendment. Nobody has a problem with that. Well-regulated doesn't mean policies, and well-regulated means as in people are heavily armed. That's what well-regulated meant. People used to have pistols that had, like, fucking 8 barrels on them. And, like, private ships could have cannons.
How do you prevent yourself from being fucking doomers? I'm unable to become a doomer. I don't know why. It's just how I am.
Can't happen.
I don't associate as probably religious.
Huh?
Guy asked, how do you prevent yourself? He said, you are both really gloomy today. How do you prevent yourself from being fucking doomers? Well, I just don't. I am unable to doom out. And I think Sophia is, she religiously escapes doomerism.
Mm-hmm. I think. This life is brief. Why give up? It's so short. If I, I'll give it my best and then go chill with God.
I've just always been unable to do.
Guys are so cool. I wish I had friends like you when I was your age. Fucking, it's nice. There's something cool about the internet is that. What things give you hope, guys? God, Jesus Christ.
I think.
Seems consistent though, like. Overall, I think. I'll be able to relax one day.
I just lack investment in the things that have problems. Like, mentally, there's no point in worrying. I know what's wrong. I know what I can do. And after those two conclusions, that's it. There's not much else to be said about it. I don't even get the necessity of hope. Things are going to continue being whether I do something about them or not.
Do you feel God? What's your experience with him? I struggle to believe. I wish I could. Even when I was atheist, I sort of was inclined to believe in the weigh my actions in the framework, in that framework, and believe in a sort of like higher power watching. And now I just like made more sense of it. I don't know. I would suggest reading the Bible.
Right? I experience it as like I suppose mysterious. I'm just interested in it. That's what I try to think about. Well, you're experiencing life, and you have to. There's a lot of intricacies you have to figure out. It's the thing I already told you about how a lot of my ideas, they come as like encrypted. Some enigma in my head, and I try to figure it out. It's encoded language in my head, and I have to decode it. Suppose that's it. It's noticing that you have a conundrum that is, you know, is in your conscious, and you know, that's inherently God, insofar as consciousness is God.
I've read about 50% of the Bible, went to Catholic school for 8 years as a child. Trauma took me away from belief. That's rough. But I like, the bad things that happened to me in my life were not committed by God. They were committed by bad people that will fucking be punished at the hands of God. Trauma, yeah, that's what the guy said. I can't send what happened to me to the president because I'm not 18 years old. The form requires you to be fucking 18. Zoomers get fucked, I guess. what's the next YouTube video gonna be about? How much can I spoil? It's coming out tonight anyways.
I don't really get the need for hope. I suppose just because I'm the way I'm temperamentally rigged, I'm just not that invested in which is the same thing you said, since life is very brief, therefore. I shouldn't stress too much about it. I get this same place and I derive God, like, after. I'm just naturally not that invested in temporal.
Yeah, because I think about, like, what keeps... I try to think about what keeps my spirit up. The only thing I can think is religion. Like, there's nothing I'm really hopeful about that I think about often in the same way. It's just sort of there that, like, I'm not going to give up. Because I can be a vehicle for capital good. Has anyone put a number and age as to your maturity level? Keep it up, so if you give me hope for your generation, thank you. If it's only religion, then it's really sad. I don't think it's sad. Think of my children? Oh well, I tried to get your attention about Catholicism. Love your vids. Stay safe and... wait, what'd you say before? Sorry, I'm not very good at paying attention to chat. I'm a Catholic theologian. Have you guys looked into Tradcat and watched the YouTube channel Vatican Catholic? No. Don't know what those are. Your next video,
let this happen.
Big Greta.
Been seeing him. Been reading Boethius' book, and something like good and bad in the temporal sense. It's just the wheel of fortune, and your fortune is not yours to begin with. It belongs to fortune. So how could you mourn the loss of something that was not yours in the first place? What you have, you can't lose. Your consciousness, your soul, you only lose that by giving it away. They can't take that from you. But losing, you know, losing your comfort, suffering, that's fortune.
Do you both plan on getting married and having families? Yes, as much as that's possible. How doable will that be when we are around the ages, that we could have a family?
I don't think much about that. If it happens, it happens. I'm just 17. It's not my place to predict the future.
Future predictions are unreliable. God is indeed our only hope. Can't really be dependent on anything else, because if it goes wrong, that's gonna really hit you in the gut. Okay, so if I like you, but you criticize Islam for being full of pedos, rightfully so, but then you brush away the same problem in Catholicism and you say it's the person, not the religion. Well, the difference is that there's not shit in the Bible that encourages... Like, Jesus didn't have a child wife. Jesus didn't fuck a 9-year-old. And there's nothing in the Bible that says, like, it's cool to, you know, have sex with kids. In the Quran, it's a different story.
And it's a very well-known thing that it
And
is, it's
with
like.
the in Islam, it's not just the religion. I mean, there's branches of that completely denounce that sort of thing. It's a mix of people and the religion. But with Catholicism, you can't like chalk up like fault the Bible for that.
Can chalk it up much better to gays.
There's a direct correlation there.
Oh yeah.
Gay pedo Catholics aren't even Catholics. Yeah, you got like fucking gay dudes, gay priests that are that shouldn't even be priests. They're fucking around a lot. Yeah, Jesus was also not a warlord. There's a big difference between Muhammad and Jesus.
I'm gonna go for 10 more minutes and head out.
Think that's appropriate?
It's a false equivalency to compare the Bible to the Quran. This is why I think you're a joke. Yeah, it is, because one of them is sacred and the other one is a fucking piece of shit.
First cousin marriage is high in many Muslim majority countries. Oh yeah, whole lot of inbreeding. No, don't go. Yeah, that's pretty comfy here.
Warrior Jesus saying, Jesus told the dude to sell his, was it cape? Or his cloak and get the sword. He came to bring not peace, but the sword. It's the, I don't like him throwing passages out there all the time, but.
And dogamy, what the fuck is that?
Endo is in.
Ah, yes, the custom of marrying within a particular social or cultural group in accordance with custom or
Yeah, okay.
law. Yeah. Inbreeding, essentially.
Oh, okay, if that's what you meant, Austin, then I guess that makes sense. Dog. Dogamy is with faith fucking practices.
I don't talk to people in high school. I talk to a couple people. Everybody else is insufferable. I already knew that, but I learned that even more in the past couple weeks. I'm not down today. I'm just tired. I was up to like 1 a.m. getting the video out for you guys. And for a person with a mitochondrial disease who goes to bed at 9 p.m. every night, that's kind of late. Past couple weeks, why? It's just, oh, just faggots that come up to me who don't want to talk, who just want to just demonstrate their belief that I am a little Hitler in front of all their gay friends for entertainment. Lowest form of entertainment. Mini debate where you don't even present any arguments.
Zero. existing outside the me, yeah, not much of an option.
Just adrenaline pumping through my arms. Physically. You're finishing your freshman year of high school, I assume, yeah.
Existing outside the me used to mean just like, just having less friends. And liking weird stuff. Instead of liking, you know, contemporary art, you like older shit or like cyberpunk. Or you play Wolfenstein and Doom a lot. That was living outside the mean. It's cool.
I want to thank all you guys for the kind words, by the way. Rock on, Soph, T-Boomer.
Sophia, you gotta squeeze out a few tears to get more Patreon money.
Oops, I'm being oppressed in school. I don't care. I just wish somebody would fucking punch me already. It's preferable to fucking passive aggressive comments from men that are barely men. From little fucking fairy boys. Gay faggots. Just punch me already.
What? They believe in... What are they? They call themselves shites? They call themselves shites. That's weird.
I will punch you. I live in SoCal. Yes, this is a ring threat. Well, you'll have to drive a hefty amount of hours up north. What are your interests outside of all the stuff you talk about? I make music.
What? They call themselves shites? Why would they call themselves that?
I like video games.
Are they avoiding criticism by insulting themselves preemptively? They call themselves shites.
Yeah, I'm a big music guy. I don't talk about that much because, well, debating musical opinions is usually like the ideas and theories that people present are usually just suck. Oh, Tyler, the creator, maybe he's gay. Shut up.
I like The Sopranos. And I have a dissertation to write about Watchmen and Taxi Driver.
Yeah, there's also some films that I'm like really into. Hard to find good movies to watch though.
Tyler, the creator, has no talent to change my mind. Listen to Cherry Bomb. That's Cherry a Bomb. One in a fucking millennia album. It's so special that it's difficult to... At this point, it's difficult to believe that Tyler was the one who made it.
This is the most exciting time to be alive in human history. There's a lot of stuff happening, but... Well... It's hard to say that I would like to live in another time. I would like to. I have to live in this time, though, because I have a duty to fulfill.
Even the name of it, like, the names kind of, like, repeat throughout. The themes repeat throughout. Cherry Bomb is very, like, never mentions cherry. That's Cherry Bomb. Where did that come from? Mm-hmm.
Richard's getting raped by his mother again. Do you play any instruments? I play the piano to help me understand music. Yeah, I play the piano. It wasn't that hard to pick up. I also make, like, better melodies when I, like, do them out on the piano instead. Maybe I should do a stream where I do some beat making for you guys, but I don't know if you guys want to see that. Y'all think I hate Soph because she hates my name? Not the case at all. I don't hate your name. I just think you'd be better off as just Austin. That's why I just changed it to just Soph. Makes more sense. Just me.
Putting your political position in your name, it's tantamount to calling yourself a skeptic. It's gay. It doesn't matter how cool.
You like John Mouse? Yes.
You can be like nationalist. Nationalist front. Whatever you want to call yourself, you're always armored skeptic. neo-reactionary, whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever political denomination you have, it can be like Nazbol, it can be whatever. You're always like armored skeptic.
Always goobhead, goofy dude.
All politicians are armored skeptic.
Nationalist Nate, skeptic Stan. Yeah.
Not that big of a deal. Yeah. But it's still lame. You're as lame as politicians, how about that? Anywho. All of it is some. Well, if Bald Anders had to watch this stream, he probably would have liked it. Either way, like, Cherry Bomb. Even the name of it, the fucking drawing, it doesn't fit with anything else in his discography, does it? He completely lost, like, the character playing themes. Like, the Cherry Bomb thing was, like, only symbolic. It wasn't...
Just became him.
Character.
He boiled it down to just Tyler.
It was only symbolism, and he, like, treated his creations, he treated his, like, the ramifications of the, like, musical interest that he has as that. Ramifications, but it all came from Tyler.
So thanks for making me reluctant to destroy the world again. There's a few of me, and there's a few of more victors to find as well.
Shouldn't nuke them. I think they're respectively probably 6 and 8 right now.
What do you mean?
In age, they're probably 6 and 8.
Hmm.
Right now. One of them's probably chubby.
Well, because it's ever... It goes by generation. They're gonna be the Gen Alpha. We're the Gen Z. The Millennials were like... are like Charles and Sam type people. Gen X. I don't know.
Don't know.
Before the internet, it's hard to identify. Because the people that are us, they before the internet, they might have just been able to be normal.
Maybe. The Cherry Bomb stuff certainly interests me. It was purely symbolic, the things that, you know, the ideas that he had swimming around in his head. He just laid them down. Without that much of a, without that many, you know, theatrics, without theatrics surrounding it, he just laid the ideas down. Old fuck checking in. Yeah, it used to be great. Some dickhead 1,000 miles away was mad. You'd never know about it unless they made it on TV. That'd be beautiful. Alright, think it's time to go.
I think so.
I'm gonna go get coffee.
Awesome.
Talk to you later.
This...